Okay, as always, the Torah should be learned in Nishmas Rishgashim and Rambari Leib. This week, Parshas Bukhul Kosai begins with the Brochus, ends with the Teichocha. And as the Medrash points out, the Brochus begin with the letter Aleph and end with the letter Tof. The Kolos begin with the letter He, the letter Vav, and end with the letter He. So as the Brochus are in the correct order, and they are spread from Aleph till Tof, and the Kolos are in inverted order, and we want a person to realize that the Klala came because of something that happened previously, and hopefully there should be no space between them, the Klala arriving and the rectification of what happened earlier, so that it should all be said and done. Towards the beginning of the parasha, right at the beginning of the parasha, there's a variety of different explanations in the Imbuchu Kosai Teilechu. And as we know famously, the story of the Chaim HaKadosh, who, as if you look in every Mikrois Kedolos, you'll see the 48 different pshatim that the Chaim HaKadosh has, or the 42 different pshatim, sorry, on these words in Imbuchu Kosai Teilechu. And in the middle, he says an intro, the 31st of his 42 perushim, he says, "Oy dirte al derech oimroi yiraucha im shemesh." The David HaMelech says in Kapitel Ayin Beis, "Yiraucha im shemesh, Kal Yisrael are seen with the sun." But Amr Chazal, the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis says, "Ki kol anivroim zman avodasam hu bizman shehashemesh oile vaboiker zman tfilas shachris hu bizman shehashemesh yoredes." That's the Mincha, the Maariv. That's what the pasuk says. In bechukoy say teleichu al derech omru beveis elokim nahalech barogesh. The teleichu is referring to going to daven. One of the things that the Rebbeinu Shem tells us in bechukoy say teleichu, if we daven, when we daven for siyata dishmaya, and that means that we have bitofen, which is what tefillah really is. Ves mitzvay say tishmayru, and then we also use that to spur us on to keep the mitzvahs. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll give you everything." Ves mitzvay say, and he says, "Ves mitzvay say tishmayru." Is hinting to what's the Shmira. Chassidim Arishenim Shoy Shoyim Shoy Achas, Va'achat Tfila Shoy, Ukeneg Don Omar, Ves Mitzvoy Sa Tishmoyu. And through that, Va'asisem Oysom, you'll actually make them, you'll make the Ma'oros, he says, you'll make the Ma'oros, which we know is what gives Yalidei Masa Tachtoinim, Kishahokim Derech Loitoim, Ha'ma'oros Loikin. And forget, by doing the right thing, the Ma'oros provide for us what we need. The importance of one of the things that the Torah is being meramas to, one of the 42 things that mitzvahs or the derech ha'chaim, the halicha b'chaim, in mechukoy tzai teleichu, that there should be, that we use tefillah to assist us in getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in being able to do his mitzvahs. That's a tefillah of shachris, a tefillah of mincha, a tefillah of marib. Any tefillah we use as that which helps us to continuously get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tefillah has few different components to it. The truth is, tefillah has the components of every mitzvah. It's binadam lamakim, obviously. It's binadam lachaveroi, that's why everything is in Lashon Rabim. And it's binadam la'atzmoi, the Lashon lehispalel, is to figure oneself out, to judge oneself, to figure out where I am in my avodah vis-a-vis my appreciation of my neshama. Gamliel Rabinovich said over a story, he said he had the schus to learn with Rabbi Zundel Kreuzer for, I don't know, over 30 years. They learn together every afternoon. And Rabbi Gamliel, in his very unique way, his house is a shtickel open for whoever's got a Yiddish and a Shama. They're welcome. He would sit every afternoon, learn with Rabbi Zundel, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim in Yerushalayim, and they would sit together for hours learning. There was, on the way into his house one day, into his apartment one day, Rabbi Gamliel chanced upon a young gentleman who, for whatever reason, had decided to give up being Shomer Torah mitzvahs. He was upset, he was frustrated, he was angry, whatever the sibba may have been. But he was at that point in his life not too interested in being connected to Avodas Hashem. However, he also wasn't really doing much with his life at that time. He had a little job, but he didn't really bring in that much money. And one day he was out to Gamliel's house, and Gamliel saw him, and he said, "Hello to him, how are you doing? Have you had lunch?" He said, "No, I have to come up to my apartment for lunch." And that began a few years of this young man coming every day for a full Israeli lunch. And Gamliel's Rabbitson would put on for him full spread. He would come in. After a bit of time, he probably felt a little uncomfortable. You know, he's coming into Rabbi Gamliel's house, sitting there, having a full-on lunch, being provided for him mamash ki adam melech every day. It felt very uncomfortable. So it seems that after a time, I'm not sure whether it came as part of a conversation, but he started to put on tefillin when he was there as well. He would ask Rabbi Gamliel for his tefillin. He would put on tefillin. He would mumble something, say a short tefillah, and take them off. And that's how it was. Every day he came in, day after day, no one said a word to him. No one said a word to him about what he was doing or he wasn't doing. He got this laid on, this beautiful lunch. He came, he borrowed Rabbi Gamliel's tefillin. He made a bracha on the tefillin. He said a little tefillah. He went out. One time, he came in. He was wanting to put on the tefillin. So he knocked on Rabbi Gamliel's room. Gamliel, yeah. He walked in and he saw Rabbi Gamliel learning with Rabbi Zundel. Rabbi Zundel had you looked at him and you saw a God will be Israel. The radiating Kedusha that was permeating from him. The boy was taken a little back. He said, whoa. He's sitting on a little tefillin. He said, yeah, sure. He gets up, goes, gives him his tefillin. Boy does a quick wrap around and does his quick tefillin, puts them away, and he sits down for his lunch, his daily lunch. It's already become almost expected. Sits down and he takes his time. Portion after portion, seconds, thirds, and he's done. He's about to leave. As he's about to go, Rabbi Zundel says, Yingle, come here. He says, Hazoi Schnell gedavent, and Hazoi Stadt gegessen. You davened so fast, and you ate so slow. Without any venom in his words, without any interest in putting the boy down, so he said, Efsha, spend the same amount of time on each. That was it. The boy went away. He said he went back to work that afternoon. He just couldn't get that out of his head. Just couldn't get it out of his head. Just couldn't get it. Those words that were said to him. And he thought to himself, you know what? Efsha. Efsha should start equating the time. Now, he's not gonna lessen the time of his eating because there was what to eat. So he's gonna have to extend the time of his davening. And from his own accord, from that day on, he kept his tefillin on as long as he was gonna go and eat. The first few days he had what to say, he was talking to Hashem, or he was trying to figure out what to do. After a bit of time he thought, you know what, I may as well get a siddur, at least that will help me to get through the time. It was real difficult for him at the beginning. He related himself afterwards, but slowly he started to be mischabed to the words and to understanding them and to inquiring about them and to having a connection with them. But slowly he said it was those words that he'll never forget. Pure words, that were nichnasim al alev, but reminded him, said to him, you know what? Azoi shnel gedavent. You're guessing azoi lang. So he decided he's going to daven a little longer. It's really a message for us that our tefillah has to be as at least as long as, or at least as, we've got to try and indulge in it as much as we do it in our eating. And it's possible. It's possible. Tefillah is so well, so rich and so full of wealth of how we can connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu, how we can understand, appreciate ourselves more, what we are, and Tzadikim would say there's certain things where if we just would say them aloud and we'd hear the words that we're saying, that itself would make an effect on us. When we say certain things,
it would go a bit slower.
Yeah, that could be as well. Okay, we can't rectify the whole world. Everyone will do their own little bit. That's a little insight into the imbuchu koysai teilechu, and then we want that v'nosna aretz yivula v'etzasadiyitim period. We want to be able to indulge in all the. So let's start by indulging a little bit in tefillah. In the brachas, a little later on in the brachas, at the beginning of the parasha, the Rebbeinu Shem says, "I'm going to give you rain in the right time, and then you're going to have abundance of tevuah, and you're going to have abundance of. You're going to be so busy with it that you'll be busy with your tevuah from the harvesting till the planting and so on and so forth. And then, just after Sheni, the Pasuk says, V'nosati shalom ba'aretz, u'shchabte me'i machrid. I'll make sure that there's peace in the land, and you will lie down and you won't be afraid. So the first part of very interesting, the first part is Mechukosai Tereichu, if you keep my Torah, the pastors, yeah, Tefillah, Torah, and you're doing your mitzvahs, you know what, I'll make sure happens, you'll be so full of parnasa that you'll be busy with it the whole time. So one of the kids in school said to me, I don't understand, the Torah says, if you keep Torah and mitzvahs, that means, and the first Rashi is, Mechukosai Tereichu Shatiyu Amilim Batorah, if you're Omer Batorah and you're doing mitzvahs, and how is it? And you're Osik in Tefillah. You know what I'll do? I'll give you so much Tefillah that you'll be so busy with it, you won't have time for anything else. Well, then how are you going to keep your Mechukos HaTeleichu? How are you going to be Amen in Batera? How's it going to work? So two things. First of all, the Chassam Sefer says here a very interesting thing. What is this, the Chassam Sefer, yeah. Chassam Sefer, and then we'll go to Chassam Sefer. He says, ואכלתם לחם מכם לא סויבה, וישבתם לא בטח בארצכם. Says, you know what? Sometimes, if you look around, said the Chassam Sofer, you find that poor people are generally healthier and have much more brute strength than wealthy people. Why? Said the Chassam Sofer. Because wealthy people indulge in all the delicacies and all the foods, which are necessarily not good for their health. I mean, the health deteriorates because of it, or their strength deteriorates because of it. La'aniyim, we don't have access to that. They retain their brute strength and they're strong. Says the Rabbanu Shalom, don't worry. I'm going to give you his boxes. You're going to have the threshing is going to be so busy that you're going to be busy with that till you start harvesting. Well, botzir yasi, and not just harvesting till you harvest. Botzir is harvesting of the trees. So you'll be busy. It doesn't say v'hisig lochem daish es hakotzir, that the threshing will continue till you harvest. It's the daish, and it's after the katsira, yeah? The threshing, which is after the katsira of the tavua, what grows out of the ground, will continue until next year, until the winter, till the botzer, till you start taking fruits off the tree, or until you finish taking fruits off the tree. Botzer, and busy with taking fruits off the tree, yasig ezora, is going to take so long, you'll be all the way till you start planting again. V'achaltim lachem mechem losoivan, you're going to have loads to eat. Oy vey, if you're going to have loads to eat, you're going to become weak. So some say, no. The Rebbe says, "Va'achaltem lachem mechem lo soiva." I'll give you a koyach of histapkus. I'll give you the ability to say, even though we've got all the wealth, and even though we've got access to have whatever we want, and we could have be whining and dining the whole time, lo soiva, I'll be able to have the midas histapkus. So therefore, v'ishavtem lovetach ba'aretzachem, we'll live in security in our land, we'll taka be. The koyach will be there that will be remain and retain. Then says the Chassam Sofer. Yeah, that's also.
There's no shortage, so why is it put straight after?
Oh, so that's it. Today that we remain healthy and strong. What will be with the rest of the tour? So Daiganish, the Chassam Sofer, you'll have people coming from all over the world to buy it. First of all, it's Peres Eretz Yisrael, they will have a brocha in it, similar to the goyim, the Umis Olam, who came to Klal Yisrael and in the Midbar wanted to buy the animals off them because they drank from the Be'er Shemiriam where the leftovers of the Mon went into. There were certain things, there was brocha there, something that comes from brocha, people want to buy it, people will come from all over the world, said the Chassam Sofer, from far away places to buy your tvua. And you don't need to worry, so you'll employ people. If you're employing people, then you'll be able to settle down. He says that's for Nosati Shalom Ba'aretz, means I'll put Torah into the Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Oiz La'am Yitein, Hashem Yivarech Hasam Vashoyim. That Pasuk Chazal tell us was when the Umis Olam came and they asked Bilam, what's all this noise about? Hashem La Mabul Yashav, is there going to be another Mabul in the world? Bilam said, no, Daiganish. Hashem Oiz La'am Yitein, you know what's going on? The Roshem is giving Torah to his people. Hashem Yivarech Hasam Vashoyim. He says, what's Shalom? Explain the Chassam Sofer a little bit. He says that Machlokas is the same gematria as Rav Shalom. Because the machlokas of Talmidei Chachamim actually brings to the biggest Shalom there can be. In all other machlokasim, when people argue, what happens? This one throws something into the argument, so the other one throws something back. And each time someone throws a further, or fans the flames of the machlokas more, the two parties become further and further away from each other. A machlokas in Torah is that we're arguing about what the Torah means. What's the objective? To find out what the Torah means. That at the end of it, Nasu Oyavim Zelo Zeh, we love each other because the machloikis is actually to get closer, to get to what the emes is. It's not about I'm right, and therefore they get there. It's what's the pshat in this? Is it this? And slowly we grapple together till we become closer. That's the Rav Shalom Banoich. That the Talmidei Chachamim and Marabim Shalom Ba'olam by there being eternity. So the Nosati Shalom Ba'aretz, in order also for there to be peace in the land, says the Chassam Sofer, people need to need each other.
We need to have the same gematria.
Rav Shalom and Machlokas. There's a certain Machlokas that can bring to Rav Shalom. Machlokas, that's for Emes, that's for Torah. He says, you know, in order for there to be peace and welfare in a country, people need to need each other. I need to need you for something, you need to need me, we need to need each other, then everyone needs each other, so we look after each other. He says that can be by every person has a trade or every person has a skill and everyone uses each other. That's one way of it being. He says another way is the Eibishter made that for Klal Yisrael we have 613 mitzvahs, which no one from Klal Yisrael can keep all of them. So we all need to come on to each other, we all need to help each other to do the mitzvahs, and we all need to be doing the mitzvahs together, for each other, together with each other, sitting each other. That creates the Rav Shalom, says the Rav Nosati Shalom Baaretz, I'll give you Shalom in the land. The Ksav Sofer, his son, says an interesting thing. He says, unfortunately, well, Chazal say, in the last mission in Shas, Lo Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baruch Hu Elo HaSholim. That's Sholim, everything needs Sholim. However, we know that Oyev Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef, is a person who always wants more. Someone loves money, they're never ever going to be satisfied. He says, and his words are, Al Pi Oroiv, and Nebuchadnezzar can be that a person has plenty, he's got what he needs, he's got everything he needs, but he sees someone else that has something that he wants to have, the kinna burns inside him. He says, and that's what he heard shot in the pasuk. It says Masuka Shnas Ha'Ovei De'Ma'atvei Maharve, pasuk in Kehelet, the sleep of someone who works, whether it's a long or short sleep, it's sweet. If there's plenty for the Oshir, then this person isn't able to sleep because he sees that Yena has this, the Osher has that, and he wants to have it, and he's not mistapik with what he has, he's not sameach b'ma sheyesh lo, so the kinna burns inside him, and then he's unable to be happy. She says, really, when Klal Yisrael will have plenty, if there's going to be a situation where I'll see other people have, even though I have, but I'll start to become an Oyev Kesef by virtue of the fact that there's so much of it and it's accessible, I'll start to never be happy because I have what I have, but look, Yenem has that, and if I could have that, there won't be any Sholem. And if there's no Sholem, then there's no Mesukah Shnas Oyeve, there's no sweet sleep for someone who has to work. Says the Rebbeinu Shem, don't worry, Venosati Sholem Baaretz, I'll make a matzav where everyone has what they need to have, and Ein Ayin Ra B'Shel Acherim, and there'll be Sholem Baaretz, Ushchavtem Ve'im Acherim, you'll be able to sleep. And you won't be afraid, because everyone will be mistaken with what they have, and they'll be shalom, and everyone will be pleased. Okay, let's, a little later on in the parasha, right towards the end of the Teichacha, the Torah tells us about all the tragic things that could happen, and the Ramban says that they actually did happen in the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. And then, right at the end of the Teichacha, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'avis brisi Yitzchak, v'avis brisi Avraham Eskor, v'ha'aretz Eskor." I'm going to remember the covenant that I made with Yaakov. I'm going to remember the covenant that I made with Yitzchak. I'm going to remember the covenant I made with Avraham, v'ha'aretz Eskor. And Rashi there points out that Yaakov Avinu's name is written with a vav. It's written Malin. And he says this five times in Tanakh where Yaakov is written Malin. In Eliyahu Anovi's name is written Choser, it's written Eliyahu. The Vav, five times the Vav was taken from Eliyahu and put into Yaakov. In fact, says the Medrash, that Rashi brings, that Yaakov notal ois mishmoy shel Eliyahu Eravon, the most famous one of Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lacham es Eliyahu Anovi, not as sung incorrectly, and he took it Eravon, as collateral, as a pledge. Sheyovoi v'yivasek ulas mono. Eliyahu is going to come and tell us about the Gula. What was so important to Yaakov Avinu that Eliyahu Anovi should come and tell us about the Gula? The Gula should happen. Well, we need Eliyahu to come and tell us beforehand. So Shimon Schwab says a very interesting thing. It's a famous Ramban that says that he pointed out one of the places this is most this is spoken about in very apparent terms. Yocheved was born Ben HaChoymos, on the way Klal Yisrael's way down to Mitzrayim, the beginning of the 210 years. Her son Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of those 210 years, was 80 years old. That means that she was 210 minus 80. She was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah doesn't say a word about it. How are you talking? When it talks about Avraham and Sarah, who was 90 years old, she was 40 years younger. The Torah makes a whole asik out of it. It comes here to Yocheved, 40 years old, 130 years old. And she gives birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bishlemus, early, that a child who's Shalim Metachas Hashlemus. The Torah says nothing. So the Ramban says that the Torah never writes a nes that wasn't predicted beforehand. Any nes that's written in the Torah, what is it? One of the most famous nesim of Avraham Avinu was the Kivshon. Kivshon Aish, Ur Kastim. It's written, it's hinted to, Ur Kastim. It's not spoken. Why not? Because no one predicted it was going to happen beforehand. And if something's not predicted beforehand, this is the way that Rav Shimon Schwab explains it, we wouldn't be able to say that that's definitely a nes. Because, as he says, science is always discovering, he doesn't say these words, but science is always discovering that we never really understood nature at all. And nature's so much bigger than us. Teva is the Rabbeinu Shem, so we never really understood it. So what are we going to come along and say, this is an ace? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's part of the Chukat Teva that we've not yet found out about and that we don't know about. So how are we to say what's an ace and what's not? The only way you can define an ace is if someone comes beforehand and says, the Rabbeinu Shalom said he's going to do this, and then it happens exactly as he said, in Briyo Yivra Hashem, if this opens up and swallows up Korach and closes up again, then Hashem said, so a person has to come and predict that there's going to be a nes beforehand, or the Rabbeinu Shalom will tell people that the nes is going to happen. That nes is written in the Torah, because that is a nes. I've told you beforehand, this is not nature. This is happening b'tzivui Hashem. That's a nes nigla. But anything else, which to us may look like a nes nigla, it could be it looks to us like a nes nigla because we don't know all the Chukei HaTeva yet. And this is just something that fits in with the Teva. We may have thought that about the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. There was a program that that aired a few years ago, going back quite a few years now, which wanted to say that there is natural circumstances that could have made that Tzvadeah should come after Dam, and Kinim should follow Tzvadeah and Dam, and Orev should come after that. I'm not sure if it should come after all three, or it should come after the one before. But it could happen, because we've seen now there are certain Klolim in Teva that can make it happen. We would have said that. Moshe Rabbeinu came beforehand and predicted each one. So it's not Teva. It's the Rabbeinu Shlomo making a nes happen. So he says, Yaakov Avinu wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to come before Mashiach comes, when there's going to be nisim that are going to be wondrous and amazing and profound, and inform us, this is about to happen. This is the nes of the Gola. For two purposes. First of all, that no Novi Sheker or no Mashiach Sheker should come along and say, these are Nisim that have happened, and that is the precursor to Mashiach coming, I'm Mashiach. And secondly, that it should be realized, it's a Nes. Ki Meitzei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Er'enu Niflois. More than what we saw at Mitzrayim, we're going to see when Mashiach comes. And it's going to be Nisim. Why is it going to be Nisim? Because it's going to be predicted beforehand. By who? By Eliyahu HaNavi. So that's why Yaakov Avinu wanted Eliyahu HaNavi to come. Okay. But why did he take five letters? He's taken a Neirovin. But why take five? So the Maharal says, because he made a deal with him. One of the ways you make a deal is called a tkias kaf, a handshake. And on a hand, there are five vovs, five fingers, to symbolize that the deal is a deal that's a deal, it's a real deal. He took five vovs as a... The Shem Mishmul suggests a slightly different pshat. He says that his father told him, Amalek is the opposite of Yaakov Avinu. You know, Amalek is Sheker, Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Amalek comes from a lotion of being twisted. Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael, Yeshurun, of being perfect and of being straight. And really, before we were given the Torah, which is Tachlis for Emes, there should have been a Mechias Amalek, Vayovai Amalek beforehand, and we should have annihilated them before we were given Torah. And that's why before Mashiach comes, when there's going to be a revelation of the real MS, by that time, Amalek has to be gotten rid of from the world. And just as we know that the darkest point of the night is just before it gets light, the biggest koyach of Amalek, of Sheker, is going to be before the MS comes to be revealed. Which means that the Shemesh Mu'ul writes in his time, so going back, 100 years, that at that time, he says, the Sheker that we're seeing in the world now, that's increasing and increasing and increasing, is a simon that we're getting much, much closer to the revelation of the real MS. Ve'eretnoch today, where the Sheker is so profound, that we must be, it's the hiskabrus of the Sheker just before its annihilation, like Paro is the hiskabrus just before he was, before he got cut by the Makkos, so too the hiskabrus over here, he says, v'zeh nisoyin godo bizmaneinu eile, v'lav kolodom zoich alamed bi nisoyin. And how is one? We should entrench in our memories. We're gonna be tested about Sheker before Mashiach comes. So that we should know that as soon as that test comes, oh, here it is! Here's my test to be able to survive, to see Mashiach. This is my test of Sheker now. And we're just gonna embed that in our minds and entrench it in our minds. We're gonna be tested in Sheker before Mashiach comes. It's much easier. Hey, this is your test. This is it, here it is. He says, like, he touches up the Medrash, had Reuven known that the Torah would write about him, that he saved Yosef, he would have run with him on his shoulder and taken him back.
Meaning,
he would have known that this was his moment of Nisayon. Oh, he would have, if we know that that's our moment of Nisayon, it's much easier to be miscovered. At the same time, he says, V'yesh lehismale rachmonus, al isha nilked bepach zeh umiskaberes v'emidas ha-sheker. We have to be filled with rachmanis for someone Nebuch who's been ensnared by the sheker. And it's hard for them. Ki teva ha-yisraeli liyosh dobek v'emidas ha-emes. The nature of a yid is to be dobek to emes. And a yid will always search for emes, will always try and come back to the emes. And if he's been ensnared by sheker, he's going through yisra ha-nefesh. And it's only because of iskabrus koyach ha-malik that nitfesu beresh zu tomnu laim. It's only because of the scabrous of the koach of Amalek that he got ensnared in the trap of Sheker.
Who's saying this?
The Shemesh Mu'ul. So he says, Valkein, b'chamisha mekoymes Yaakov notal ois vov, shu ois emes, like the Zohar Kodesh says, the vov is the ois of emes. I don't understand what that means, but that is the ois of emes, so that's why he took that ois. And he took it as a mashkim in a yod, l'hoyer, shemidas emes himu mushkenes eitzel Yisrael, sheim zera Yaakov, kebacha misha chum sheitoira. Like in the Chamisha Chumash Torah, which is Emes, he took five to symbolize the Chamisha Chumash Torah, which is Torah, which is the Emes, and that's what we need to hold on, and that's going to be our Nisayon as just before Mashiach comes, and he takes from him the Ois of Emes. So he took from him the Ois Emes five times, because Torah is Emes, to symbolize that Elyonov, you're going to come at that time where Klal Yisrael are going to need the koyach of Emes to be able to survive and not to succumb to the Yetzer. Why? That's one reason why it says the Ois Vov. Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to suggest, he brings a raya from a Tosus in Bamatir, Kuf Yudalid, that Elyonov's real name was Eliyo. His real name was Eliyo. And just like Yeshua, when he became a prominent figure in Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the dawn of Yeshua becoming that prominent figure, when he went with the Meraglim, he had a name added to him. So too, Eliyahu HaNavi had a name added to him for the purpose of him being the leader of Klal Yisrael when he became that leader. He says, however, as soon as Elisha, his Talmud, takes over, and that means that a new dawn is shone, like in his analogy, he uses his, like we see that Moshe came to Sinai, Masorah Yeshua, Yeshua then gave it to the Zakenim, the Shoftim then gave it to the Nevi'im. There's a transmission of, as like the Rambam points out, there's a transmission of Masorah that goes from one Moser HaTorah, one Moser, to the next one, and to the next one, to the next one. As each one gives it over, the next one takes over. And when Eliyahu gave back, when Elisha came into Eliyahu's life, and the dawn of Elisha's reign over Klal Yisrael as the next Moser HaTorah comes, that's when you find the four times, the four main times, where the Yoanovi's name is actually Chosavov. That's why the Rabbi Kamenetsky says, why those times? Yeah, so four of those five over there. The last one, I think, is Hino Elohi Shaleach Lachem Yisrael Yoanovi, because that's not by Elisha anymore, they're talking about then. But then again, he'll be back to his original name, and he won't have the Vov, because he's no longer a leader. He's coming as a precursor to the leader of Mashiach. It's just in addition to what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. And that's why he doesn't need it. So he says his real name is Eliyahu. He got the Vav when he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. As soon as Elisha comes and Elisha starts to take over, that Vav falls away. Because he's no longer the leader. And the last one also, he's not a leader, he's the precursor to Eliyahu, to Melech HaMashiach. Just finish with this. Stasana says a very interesting thing, without going into the whole vat of what he says. But he says that the many of the Mefarshim ask, why is it that the Torah doesn't speak about Olam Haba in Gehenna? And when it talks about keeping Torah Mitzvah, as the parasha, it talks about all the Olam Hazeh, the benefits or lackings. Yeah? Well, what about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? So he says, you know something, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba were created when the world was, before the world was created, that Tzadikim will go to Olam Haba and Rishayim will go to Gehenna. So Gehenna and Olam Haba, those were created. There was something else that got created or that got given to the world with Torah. And that was Klal Yisrael. He says, Basara Ma'amores Nibra Olam. And those Ma'amores, a person can destroy the world or keep the world going. It's in the hands of a person to destroy or keep the world going. If a person tries to destroy it and he starts to destroy it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them. Like he will be Ma'abed Rishon. He says, but then came the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros are not things that can be destroyed. They were there to be there and stay there forever. Like Rashi says in Parashat Niktavim, the Rebbeinu Shem said to Klal Yisrael, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. That means I'm never going to get rid of you. I can't get rid of you. You're my children. That's it. You're always going to be there. And that means that Olam Hazeh is going to have to exist with Klal Yisrael in it the whole time. So the Torah doesn't need to tell us about Gan Eden and about Gehenna. That's there from beforehand, and that anyone from the world can access. They either go to one or the other, depending on how they interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the world, with themselves. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael and called them his children, Kaviyachal, he's stuck. What's he going to do with them now? He can't throw children out. So what's he going to do? So the only thing he can do is create a system in the world which keeps them on the straight and narrow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Olam Hazeh, where they are, where they live, before they get scanned and get in and hand them. And that's for everyone, that was before the world was created. But because I've now taken them on as my children and given them a Torah with mitzvahs to keep in this world, and I can't get rid of them, so when they're not doing the right thing, what am I meant to do? Throw them out, destroy the world, destroy them. I promise I'm not going to. They're my children. So I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give an Olam Hazeh a system which keeps us on the straight and narrow. And that's why the Torah only speaks about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Because the Torah is talking to us, Klal Yisrael. It's given to us, Klal Yisrael, as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he wants to live in this world and be Zoichet Olam Haba, and he can't get rid of us. So he has to create a system where, and exactly like Rashi says in its Tzavim by the Klalos of Kisavai, where it keeps us on the straight and narrow in this world. And this, as we know, is the reason why we lay in this just before we come to the Yom Tov Beis Hashem of Shavuos, to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to give us this Torah, which contains in it all this, all these messages, that we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where we're getting the Torah. We are getting it. No one else in the world is getting it. And these are there not as deterrents, not that they're meant to happen. And like we said, the Ois, it begins with an Ois Vav and it ends with an Ois Hey. They're right next to each other. That when the Techocha comes, the person is meant to look back. What made it come? What's the letter beforehand? What made it come? And it's right there that it shouldn't take long to figure that out and avert the rest of the Golos. And Be'ez Hashem, we should avert any more of the Tzoros of our Golos. And Be'ez Hashem, we zocher to the Geula Shleima, Mehira V'Yameinu. Amen.